Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Looking for love in too many faces? As a great singer Johnny Lee once said. Well, let's talk today about online dating and take a closer look.
Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast, a production of Catholic Answers.
Love is in the air. Ah, yes, that sweet amore. Well, I guess I was doing a French accent and Italian there at the same time, but I don't know, romance languages, they all go together. And romance is something we're going to be talking about today here on the Council of Trent podcast. I'm your host, Catholic apologist and speaker, Trent Horn. And today I brought in a very special guest. He is the webmaster and developer here at Catholic.com. He puts all the .com-iness into the Catholic things that we do here at Catholic Answers. And he is going to tell us about a new Catholic dating website that he has created. And I thought we would just chat a little bit about how to discern the vocation of marriage in a world that's increasingly spread out online on the internet, the do's, the don'ts, the pitfalls, the pratfalls. Are those the same thing? I don't know. We'll talk about that too, I'm sure. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the one, the only, Mr. Chuck Gallucci. Chuck, welcome to Council of Trent.
Hi, Trent. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure, sir.
By the way, I deny that I put all the communist into the Catholic things.
You did? No, you did not make it
the dot commie.
You put the dot communist. I did not call you a commie.
Oh, I got it.
But you put the dot communist. So, my comrade. So you
Big
are
difference.
You are a comrade, but you are not a commie, for everyone to know. Today, what I want to talk about is I remember a few months ago, you came to me with a request to review a website you had created, and I was utterly fascinated. Catholic Chemistry. Now, at first, I thought this had a flashback to sophomore year of high school when I completely bombed my chemistry honors class. I just couldn't get the idea, like, you know, atoms and a mole. Like, I thought a mole was a thing that, like, buried underground, but I guess it's, like, 1 to the 1060th whatever atom. So I was freaking out at first. And then I looked closer and saw that Catholic Chemistry is an online Catholic dating website that you created. Why did you want to jump into the world of online Catholic dating and put out another Catholic dating website? What moved you to do that?
You know, this is something I had been thinking about for many years, and I personally was on many of those dating sites. And I'm married now. I've been married 3 years, have three children, but I mean, I think I was on some of those sites for like 10 years. And I can tell you, when building this new site, CatholicChemistry.com, and then researching what the other sites are doing, it's pretty obviously they have not changed since a decade ago when I first joined them. So a lot of those sites are sort of, you know, I say they're stuck in the 90s visually and functionally. So I just think that's unacceptable. And I can relate, and it's pretty obvious that it's hard for Catholics to find other singles who are like-minded, who appreciate their faith.
So you see, the problem here is because a lot of times you'll run into people, you'll say, I'm Catholic. Oh, I'm Catholic too. But then the word Catholic, it has a pretty elastic meaning when you're going out and meeting people and talking to people. I remember once I went on a date. This was before I met the wonderful Mrs. Horn, to which all of these other ladies do not compare, by the way. But I did go out with this one girl for not a good reason. I knew she was Catholic. And she also liked playing video games. So it's like, you know, how can you go wrong there, right? So we went out to dinner and I said grace. You know, I said my meal prayer and she did not. And like dun, dun, dun. And you look at your watch and, well, no, it gets worse. And then I start eating and she says, oh, so you're kind of into the whole religion thing. And I'm like, yeah, thought you were too. She even went to a Catholic high school. And she said, yeah, but that Catholic high school drilled it all out of her. So even though, like, she went to Mass, she went to a Catholic high school,
we
didn't connect in that way. And so then right after that, I realized, oh, this is why when I do my, and I've talked about this on a previous podcast, for listeners who didn't hear, go back into the archives, search for the Dating Project episode, and I talk about this. Because when I go on dates, for example, I like to do short lunch dates, short things to get to know somebody. Mm-hmm. Figure out if there's some kind of tinge of compatibility there and just find the landmines quickly.
Nip them in the bud.
That's right.
That's right.
Except here, I let my assumptions get ahead of me And so now you're stuck at dinner with someone who you're completely, this is not a good idea.
Yeah.
And you look at the clock, you're like, oh, this night's going to go on for another 2 or 3 hours, everything yeah. planned. What have I done?
Oh,
so
no.
Do you see Catholic online dating as a way, I hate to describe vocations in this way, but is it just a much more efficient way to discern your vocation?
Absolutely. I mean, because this is, this, in a sense, it filters people out for you right at the get-go, right? When you have a site like CatholicChemistry.com, it presents itself as a solid Catholic site for Catholic singles. So right there, it's like a first layer of filtering people out.
Here's what I thought was interesting. I want you to explain more. On the website, you can put down what you believe about Catholic teachings. I've never actually seen this before.
Mm-hmm.
Say, like, here's what I believe about this teaching or that teaching. So you already kind of have these important things you discuss later kind of up front when you're looking at people.
Right. In fact, when you're creating an account, I think one of the first pages that you fill out for your profile asks you a set of faith questions. And then you can also elaborate on your faith, and you can mention things like your favorite saints or ministries you're involved in. So it kind of like gets it out of the way right away. So those faith questions, we really thought about which ones to ask, and it kind of gets all the controversial things out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's flags that kind of indicate if this is a potential, if there's a future here, you know, like religious thing. Oh, you're into that religious thing. You know, it's like,
right. if you were really into the religious thing.
Yeah, religious thing. You should, like, right there, you're like, right. Oh, okay.
Do you think it's important then when people are dating and discerning marriage, what do you think is a good way for them? I mean, obviously the website is one way to do that. But other ways for them when they're in the dating process to try to find these landmines or these red flags or landmines early so that they're not wasting their time?
You know what? I'm going to mention our blog. The website, CatholicChemistry.com, also has a blog.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday's article was knowing when to walk away from a relationship. But it's related.
Ooh, because, tell me more.
So
when do you kick the dust from your heels?
Okay, so this is one of our writers, Jessica. It has four pointers there of knowing when to walk away. And the number one thing is, is this relationship bringing you closer to God? So do you pray together? Do you find yourself thinking of God more, obviously? And of course, my internet's down, so I can't really pull up all those points now. Go figure. Oh, here we go. Let's see. Do you have a common dream? Does your significant other assume the best, or do they think the worst?
So what does that mean exactly? So, like, when you're in conversations or interacting, you want someone who assumes the best, like, what, in you?
Yeah, it gives you the benefit of the doubt, of course, right? I mean, so these aren't specifically Catholic pointers.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is, but, you know, there's other things too. But yeah, like, do they assume the best? Do they give you the benefit of the doubt, or is it like, anything you bring up, it's like they're kind of on top of or negative about or, am I getting back to the original question?
No, I think that you're right on target here because when people are in dating relationships, I think it's hard. You know, you don't want to treat it like a job search mm-hmm. or something cold and calculated.
Right.
You want to have a spirit of discernment.
Yeah.
But also, I think personally for me, a lot of people have a hard time with dating or even with online dating and then dating to discern marriage is they spend too much time with a certain person when really this is just they're trying to make it work when it just doesn't seem like it's a good
match. And the last point here is, are you in love or afraid of being alone? So sometimes people will keep it going, you know, just so that they can be in that relationship. But it helps to have discern, you know.
So you
what
think
your motives are?
So
what
I think
their
that,
are.
Yeah. So I think that we would agree that to jump into, if you're going to discern marriage, I always think of it this way: you're going to have a miserable marriage if you're trying to marry someone so that they complete and fulfill you.
Absolutely.
Because marriage is not about two people at 50% coming together to form 100%.
Right.
That's called codependency.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that leads to all kinds of troubles down the road. Rather, you have two people who are complete who would be happy. Maybe you can think of it this way. Two people who would be completely happy alone.
Mm-hmm.
And yet when they come together, it's something even better. It's kind of like mm-hmm. chocolate is great as chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
You can eat chocolate. And peanut butter is great. I could sit and eat peanut butter. Peanut butter tastes great. But what amazing thing do you get when you put chocolate and peanut butter together?
It's like eggs and ketchup, man.
That works too as well. But although I don't have Reese's for breakfast,
squinting over there.
They're thinking it through.
Yeah, you know, I went to one wedding. I went to the bride's father. It was great. It was such a simple concept. He said, but here's my advice to you in marriage: when things start seeming like it's not going right, it's probably because it's about me. And what you need to do is turn that me, and he makes like a M with his fingers, turn that upside down and make it about we. Make it about we. So, yeah, you have to be 100%. You have to overlook faults. You have to, and to a point, of course. I mean, like, overlook faults, acknowledging that, of course, you have faults
so
too.
So three fingers down.
Yeah, that's the
is
M.
Is an M.
You got to turn around.
Me. You got to turn it
turn
around.
Turn that sucker around.
So it's three fingers pointing up as a W.
That's
I don't know if this advice would work well for our listeners in South Central Los Angeles, because I imagine it's like three fingers down and three fingers up.
Yeah,
that's going to flash the wrong sign to somebody, and I'm going to get shot.
Yeah, so use the three fingers, not the four.
Oh, not the four inner left. Okay. Okay. So just so we know, everyone, be careful in your discernment not to make some people upset by flashing inadvertent gang signs. Here's another question I have for you.
Definitely if it's during a first date as well, you know.
Yeah. So when you start on a date, figure out if you are on the same page with religion and the other person is not involved in a gang. Yeah. So I think those are good things to start off on. hopefully before the first date. Maybe you have that checked on Catholic chemistry. I believe this about the Catholic Church. I am in the Crips, Bloods, Latin Kings, none of the above for gangs.
Yeah.
So click filter none of the above.
Liturgical preference and then gang preference.
Okay, very good.
Gang association.
When it comes to online dating, what do you think are kind of the mistakes that people make? Because I think online dating has a huge potential for people. I mean, there was a time where people didn't travel more than 30 miles from their own home. So you basically married the other person in the village who was your age, who was probably your cousin, usually your second cousin or something. But now it's kind of weird. We have this paradox of choice in that you've got so many choices to choose from with the internet to connect you with people all over the world.
Yeah.
It almost becomes overwhelming, I think, sometimes. Like, now we've got so many choices, it feels like we don't have any at all. And I think that can lead to impulsive or bad decisions that people make when they try online dating. Mm-hmm. What are some mistakes that you've seen?
Man, I could say so much. So right off the bat, like I said, the site presents itself as a dating site for serious Catholics. Mm-hmm. So right there, that's a first line of defense, right? It kind of filters a lot of people out. But there's filters in the interface as well. So you can filter out by location, by their liturgical preference. If you're somebody who likes the Latin Mass, you could find other people who go to the Latin Mass. If you're somebody who likes Eastern Rite Masses, you can go who's into that, you can go to that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of whole host of other filters as well. And I got to say this is one feature my site has that I could not understand why I didn't see it on any of the other sites.
Sure.
And it seems so basic, a keyword search.
Hmm.
So on my site, you can just type in a keyword and it'll filter and show you all the profiles where that word occurs anywhere on the profile, whether it was in their bio or their interest. I did not see this on any of the other sites. Blew my mind because, I don't know, maybe you want to find somebody specifically who's into, I don't know, C.S. Lewis.
That's really interesting because it's hard to find the interest, but if you can search that and just see profiles that have that keyword, that's actually really good.
Can I explain a theory I have of sort of a guiding concept for a way I developed the website?
So the grand unified online dating theory. Okay.
Not quite that high level.
It's not you and Stephen Hawking sitting around, but okay, go ahead. Okay.
Okay, Jackie Chan movies. Where am I going with this? Jackie Chan movies. Why are they so interesting?
Because Jackie Chan is a really good stunt person and comedy action actor.
Okay. There was a movie that came out. I can't remember the movie now, but it had like a fight scene that was epic, but it was just over the top powerful. And I remember at the time my brother was like, a lot of people were criticizing that movie. And my brother told me this. He said, you know why people love Jackie Chan movies? Because in his fight scenes, they're so engaging. Why are they so engaging? Because he utilizes his environment.
Oh, yeah. He does that amazing.
He'll kick up a mop.
Yeah, with
grab the mop, hit a ladder, and then swing the ladder around and like bounce off and jump off. Right.
He's the Rube Goldberg of martial artists.
Right. Okay. Right. And that's why it's so engaging. So I took that principle and I put that in the website in this sense. So there's a feature on the site where any of the user-generated elements, there's a button that says respond to this. Mm. And you can click that, and it'll open up a chat window and pre-populate it with whatever that element was to start the conversation. So it might be a photo. It'll put the photo in there. It might be their bio or an interest, you know, C.S. Lewis. Click there, and it opens it up. And then you can start typing a comment about that, right? So for many of the sites that don't have a feature like that, it's sort of like you got to write a message. You're kind of just there's no context, right? It's like, oh, hi, I read your profile. You sound great. And you go on. With this, it gives you an opportunity to approach it in a much more casual way, right? So like, oh, hey, this photo is great. I noticed you're doing this, or oh, you like brewing beer? That's cool. You know, like you can kind of use the environment in that sense, which. And that kind of ties back into your first question. You're saying, what is a mistake people make? One of the big mistakes people make communicating online on these dating sites is writing an essay for their first communication, right? And then it's like overwhelming and like, whoa, what's going on here? So this features I've implemented here help you to sort of break the ice. There's tons of conversation starters. I have another feature called, I call it, which is more you. And so when you're creating a profile, and it's so simple and fun, when you're creating a profile, you answer just a few questions, but the questions are just, they present two items, and you click the one that's...
Give me an example.
So an example would be soda or kombucha, or...
Soda.
Coffee or bacon. That's a tougher one.
Bacon.
Right?
I find the sound of sizzling bacon to be more soothing than any aroma from coffee. And soda and kombucha, I will drink something that had a mother, like milk, for example, but I won't drink something that's brewed that has its mother in it. I was drinking kombucha. I was looking at people brewing kombucha, and it's this cloudy brown tank, and there's this jellyfish thing in it.
It looks like an ear, like a cross between an ear and a jellyfish.
It looks like a jellyfish. Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, what is that? And they said, it's the mother. I'm like, I'm out of here. I'm not going to let this alien parasite get in my body.
Mother of
okay,
what?
So you do.
Whoa, you see right there what just happened. That was a conversation starter. So I have tons.
So this is nice.
So there's a whole list of questions like that. And, you know, this is a Catholic site. So some of them are more faith oriented. So some of them are like quiet adoration or praise and worship. Oh, that tells you something about somebody that you might want to know on a Catholic site.
This is good.
Site,
you and
right?
I are already having a good natural conversation starting off. Our sit down is going better than me and video game pseudo Catholic girl.
Yeah.
Like, see? So, yeah. I mean, you've got a good, I mean, it's not going to progress any more than this because you are a married man.
I'm married,
We have naturally ordered interests, of course. But I like this a lot with the website.
Yeah.
One more question I have for you.
Sure.
I think one thing that makes people leery about online dating, and I've seen this with people, is a propensity for, how should I put this lightly, weirdos to be on there.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one girl tried online dating, then she swore it off because she was conversing with a guy on there, and then later he showed up at her house dressed in a suit of armor at 8 a.m. Like dressed up in a full suit of armor, and she just went back right inside and like called the police.
So yeah, Twilight Zone, man.
So I just feel like sometimes on online dating, like, you know, you're worried like, oh, what if these people are, you know, and you never think of that yourself. You never think that you're one of the weirdos logging on there. You're like, what if I run into one of these people? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, a couple of things of that. So, the websites, these websites, dating sites, they're open to everybody, you know, for the most part. So I guess one question would be, well, if you're going to get weirdos, do you want them to be Catholic weirdos or secular weirdos, the whole gamut of weirdos? But I got to tell you, so my wife was on Cameron Fradd's podcast, Among the Lilies, and they talked about the dating side as well.
Sure.
And as soon as that podcast went out, we started getting over 100 new signups a day.
Wow.
95% women. Like, women were just signing up, right? But and you know, we review profiles to make sure everything's is okay. And I got to tell you, those bios were beautiful. I mean, these were God-loving women who spoke of the faith so eloquently and so lovingly.
And they're real women. They weren't like, I am loving your website.
Yeah.
I am definitely not Russian bot. I am American girl.
That's right. That's right. You know, somebody mentioned to me, like, are these profiles real? Or, you know, and it's kind of a known fact that probably most, if not close to all dating sites, when they first start out, they just populate their user base with fake profiles.
With robots, which encourages the sin of robophilia, by the way.
Yeah.
So,
oh, my goodness.
What's the world just wait in 30 years, the robosexual movement.
Oh, that's right. That's a big thing.
There's a factory up in Oceanside here that produces
brothel.
These.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, your website has real Catholic women on them.
Yeah. So that's what I want to say about that. What was the question?
You'll come across. I think where you're going is that obviously, if you get into the dating world, you'll see people with different characters, different quirks. The only way to avoid quote unquote weird people is going to be just avoiding people. But that's a pretty high price to pay. Sounds like you've got a good filtering system to meet other like-minded individuals who are serious about discerning marriage and taking dating seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
I wanted to say one more thing about that.
Yeah. Do you have, I will definitely open up to any more thoughts you have to encourage our listeners, but I'm also happy for you just to share how people can learn more about the website and, any specials or deals you have going on right now.
So the website is catholicchemistry.com. You go there and you can see for yourself. I remember. If you don't mind.
Yeah, I will.
I will allow it. For filtering out people who might not be serious I got to be honest. So the site is a paid site. So now most people I've talked to said that's a good thing because it filters out all the people who are not serious or just messing around or just want a free site and free stuff, right?
Right.
However, our pricing is less than half of our competitors. So you can get on there and check it out. And right now, we're running a special. If you use code JMJ, you get 3 months free. You get upgrade for 3 months free, and you can check it out for yourself. You might even meet somebody in 3 months. I mean, it's totally possible. So that's JMJ.
Mm-hmm.
It's a coupon code you put in there. And we're happy to hear feedback. We've gotten a lot of feedback, positive feedback. If somebody has a suggestion, we look into it and we implement. So it's a work in progress, but it's not a stale site. Like I said, some of those other sites are the same they've been from 10 years ago or more. Mm-hmm. You'll see our site. It's beautiful interface. It's attractive. It's easy to navigate. It has, these features that help you to make meaningful connections with people.
So then you encourage people to do that through a dating profile. Like, who am I? I'm Catholic. I have a great interface. I'm beautiful. I'm easy to navigate.
Yeah.
So is that also, I would probably put that on there. Maybe you wouldn't put that on your profile. Not a great idea. Yeah. Mr. Chuck Gallucci, thank you so much for stopping by the Council of Trent podcast. So the website is catholicchemistry.com.
That's right. Catholicchemistry.com.
All right. I hope our listeners will go and check that out.
Thanks,
thank
Trent.
You guys for joining us. Another special interview edition of the Council of Trent.
If you like today's episode, become a premium subscriber at our Patreon page and get access to member-only content. For more information, visit TrentHornPodcast.com.